one of our NRL Nation commentators. Scotty Sattler's on the line. Morning, Scott.
Hello, guys. I think you just shot yourself in the foot by playing that song.
Heartbreaker. Let's hope.
Oh, don't.
Well, well, look, Wayne Bennett said that his young team had shown in their Game 1 performance they had the ability to beat New South Wales. Just a matter of being mentally up to the task. Do you think they are up to the task?
Oh, they are, because I think Queensland, as well as New South Wales, over the years in these situations, have proven they can rise to the occasion. Queensland probably more so often than not than New South Wales in recent history. And it's been 15 years since New South Wales has actually won a decider at Suncorp Stadium. You know, 2005 was the last time. And, of course, that was during that golden era of Queensland when there were so many great players. But, you know, it's still a record that falls against New South Wales. I've got no doubt that New South Wales would have that in the back of their minds. And I suppose what does fall in favour of Queensland is that New South Wales have to travel up on the day of the game. And we know that a lot of teams have had to do that this year, but Origin's different. You know, Origin, you need your preparation to be absolutely precise. So, like Queensland in Game 2, they had to travel down. They were lapped by New South Wales, and with a full capacity crowd and travelling on the day of the game, I suppose Queensland have got to jump on them really early and try and dampen their enthusiasm.
All righty. Okay, the changes. Corey Allen, Harry Grant, Brinko Lee and Edric Lee. Edric Lee, of course, being a Newcastle Knight player. Your thoughts on the changes to the team?
Oh, they just had to make them.
Yep.
I mean, it's not as if you could go and look into a pool of players that are available. You've got to take your 27 players in. And I think in a full regular season without COVID, I think it'd be fair to say that Edric Lee and Brinko Lee probably wouldn't be in the top 7 or top 20 of a New South Wales selectors, but they've had to due to a lot of injuries. And now it's just like Melbourne have always used that mantra this year, it's just next man up. And that's what it's going to be for Queensland. It's your opportunity. It's your time to shine. We've seen so many Origin debutants over the years that have had the games of their life. Adam Mogg comes to mind for Queensland back in 2006 when they won the series back then. And they've got the opportunity to do that tonight with, I think Harry Green is a great inclusion. I'm surprised that he didn't start ahead of Jake Friend and Ben Hunt losing his position on the bench, just that utility of playing the halves and the hooker and whatever it is. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing Harry Grant at Origin level. And, just a great opportunity for those other players that have come in as well. But, yeah, with Munster and Christian Welsh coming back into the Queensland, so that's probably the biggest changes in favour of Queensland.
Well, since COVID, there haven't been any full houses at NRL games or up until tonight's State of Origin. It's going to be a big factor, the crowd in Queensland. Scott?
It will. It's the biggest live sporting crowd in the world. So it's, you know, is it a coincidence that the decision was to be put into fruition officially as of yesterday leading into an Origin match? Yeah, I think it was, absolutely. And it's going to be fantastic scenes at Caxton Street and Suncorp Stadium tonight. I can't wait to get there to see what it's going to be like. It's going to be letting everyone out the front door at once and seeing absolute bedlam, I think, at Suncorp Stadium that we haven't seen for a lot of years. And yeah, well, as a visiting side, once upon a time, Lang Park was really intimidating. I think as a player now going to Suncorp Stadium, the new Suncorp Stadium, I don't think it's as intimidating. I think it's exciting for players. And I think New South Wales will probably embrace what the atmosphere is going to be like. It'll be exciting for every player there tonight.
Oh, gee, I hope you're right. I hope they take that and really use it, because we reckon Palaszczuk basically tried to rig it.
Cheat.
But before you go, Scott, can I ask you a question? Nothing to do with State of Origin.
Yeah.
Headline today, have you read Cameron Smith's book? Because it says he's, quote, dipped into the sewer to write this book. Doesn't sound very nice.
Does sound like there's going to be scuttlebutt in there.
Yeah, no, that's just an opinion piece. I have started reading, and it's, you know, thoroughly exciting and interesting, the book. An insight into a guy that comes from a really good upbringing, into a system at Melbourne as a young player when the Brisbane Broncos didn't really rate him. But to dip into the sewer means that he's touched on moments in his career that were always sort of simmering underneath the surface, and no one was really ever willing to make them public. And what they mean by that is there was always these rumours going around that Cameron Smith was having an affair with Fox Sports host Yvonne Sampson. And this is all public. This is nothing that hasn't been spoken about at the public arena since the book has been brought out. Now, he obviously refutes those rumours and how hard it was on his family, especially his wife Barbara. Yvonne and Barbie's wife had discussions about how this was, hurting both their relationships, and it was just a fabrication and lies. And so what they're saying is that he's dipped into the sewer to try and sell the book. Now, that's what an autobiography is.
Exactly.
It's about every facet of your life. And so, yes, there are some controversial chapters, but in saying that, Cameron Smith has led a controversial career. Whether you love him or not, he's always polarised a lot of rugby league figures. I love Cameron Smith. I love everything he stands for. And not just because I'm a Queensland fan. I'm just a rugby league fan. I like what he stands for in the game. And, I would say to every rugby league fan, even if you're not a rugby league fan, go and read a book about a guy who I think is without a doubt our greatest player we've ever seen. Mm,
and he does address what happened with Alex McKinnon as well in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he does. And he touches on those moments, I think, again, from the outside looking in, I think we were made to believe that Cameron didn't care about Alex McKinnon's situation at all. And he explains it. He explains it in great detail. And, I just know that he's a very humble guy, has great humility. And I know that those, insinuations towards him around Alex McKinnon really cut him deep. And I think he had every right to come out and try and defend himself.
We had a couple of callers that rang and said he will definitely announce his retirement at the book launch up at Suncorp, which he didn't do on Monday.
No.
Two predictions. Firstly, Cameron Smith, what do you think he will be doing next year?
Well, he won't be at Melbourne. I don't think he'll be there because he doesn't want to try and stifle the careers of Harry Grant and Brandon Smith. If he plays another year, they'll lose one of them, if not both players at Melbourne, which hurts their future. I've always thought I can't see Cameron playing for another club. It would just be weird seeing him in another jersey, but his legacy's already been built. So it doesn't matter who he plays for. Will he go and play for another club? I don't think he won't go to the Broncos because he doesn't believe they thought much of him when he was a 17-year-old. So I wouldn't think that he'd go back there anytime soon. Gold Coast Titans, I don't think they've got the money to afford him, to be honest. But I think with all the recent headlines over the last 48, 36 hours about the different chapters in his book and how it's received some negative feedback, I would be saying, what the hell with it? I just need to drift off into the sunset. Do I need to put up with another year of negative headlines? So, and I wouldn't begrudge him with that at all. I hope he does retire because I would love to see him a one team player.
Yeah. Okay. Second prediction. Final score tonight for State of Origin 3.
Well, my Queensland heart is going to say Queensland 22, New South Wales 18.
Oh, good game, though. For
my head is telling me New South Wales 32, Queensland 14.
Oh, love that one.
Okay. Right.
Good calling tonight, mate. And as always, thanks for talking to us, and thanks for talking to us right throughout what's been an extraordinary season of rugby league.
Not long till the next season. Can't wait.
Yeah, can't wait too. Thanks, mate. Good calling tonight. Scotty Sattler, one of our NRL Nation commentators. All the action of State of Origin 3 from Suncorp Stadium from 7 o'clock tonight. Our coverage here on 2HD.